Hello, friends. I'm Chevy. Welcome to my shed. I'm on vacation this week, so I pre-recorded these episodes for you to keep the show going. And since I'm not here to read the comments, I thought this would be a perfect time to share my opinion on some controversial topics. Today's topic that I have chosen is the separation of church and state. Now, I will tell you right offhand that I believe in God. I do. I believe in a presence, I should say that way. I am not Christian, I'm not Muslim, I'm not Buddhist, I'm not an identifiable religion, but I do believe in the essence of a higher power that has influence over our lives and everything that goes on around us. Now, that being said, when I go to a place and that place decides to hold a prayer, do I get huffy about it? No. That's just a group of people deciding to do something as a group. Do I openly object? No. Again, I'm not a jerk. That's just a group of people who are coming together to celebrate something that they all believe in. And in this country, which was founded by Puritans, which were Protestants, which came here to escape the Catholic Church, there is a crap load of Protestants. There is a vast majority in this country. Does that mean that we need to completely remove their beliefs from our legal system? Yes, I think it is. I think that's very much should happen. I think that somebody's religious stand should not affect their ability to perform their duties, and if that is a problem, they shouldn't be allowed to have those duties. The judges that refuse to give marriage licenses to gay couples, they should be fired. Unfortunately, we can't fire them because they're elected officials, but next election cycle, that's crap. We should be able to fire them. We should be able to get rid of them on the spot for neglecting to do their duties. I don't give a damn what their religion is. That should not affect their decision. If it does, why did they take the job in the first place? Well, that's hard to say, okay? But let's go back to the 2008 presidential elections when people thought Mitt Romney was going to be a bigger influence on the election, but the big hang-up was he was Mormon. But let's be honest, Mormon people have some really different opinions. So do Scientologists, so do Buddhists and Muslims, and aside from the Puritans in the Protestants in this country, all other religions look a little bit goofy. That's just okay. And if you are coming from inside one of those other religions, then the Protestants look goofy. Who's right, who's wrong? Nobody. And that's why we shouldn't allow those decisions to be a part of our legal system. They should not at all influence our laws, because it's not fair to everybody. And if we're not being fair to everybody, then we shouldn't even be writing those laws. Yeah. So, separation of church and state? Yes. Keep the crap out of my state. I don't want to see anything driven by religious belief in my legal system. I don't ever want to be judged because of my religious belief, and I don't ever want to be given leniency because of my religious belief. Both sides of that coin are bullshit, and they should go away. Thank you guys for being here this week. Don't forget to like and comment below your thoughts on separation of church and state. Leave me a thumbs up, share my videos, and I'll see you tomorrow.